This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Friday, April 12th. God's word for you today is Hebron. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9, and it says, "Give me an understanding heart, so that I can govern your people well, and know the difference between right and wrong. For who by himself is able to govern this great people of yours?" The story in Ruth chapter 1, please read, starts by telling us that there was a severe famine on the Mount of Provision. What a contradiction! Sometimes you look at your life and it appears to be a contradiction. You are a covenant child, but everything seems not to be aligning with the covenant that you are supposed to be carrying. What a contradiction! In life, we face different kinds of contradictions. Sometimes it is our shoes that are speaking to us. But this season, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, there will be a turnaround for good. Always stay in the place of covenant. Why? Always stay in the place of covenant because God always remembers his people. No matter how bad things are, God always remembers his people. No matter how hard, no matter how tough the situation may be, God always remembers his people. David said in Psalm chapter 37, verse 25, which says, "I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." You will not be forsaken, and your seed will never beg bread in the mighty name of Jesus. One of my friends, Pastor Kunle Shorinyan, says, "God can save 1 minute before disgrace, 1 minute into disgrace, 1 minute after disgrace, but he will save." For Joseph, the salvation came after it. In David's case, salvation came before it. For Abraham, salvation came in the middle of it. Again, God can save 1 minute before disgrace, 1 minute into disgrace, or 1 minute after disgrace, but you can be rest assured that God will save. For someone reading this even now, God is coming to save you today. To fulfill your destiny, the third significant mountain, higher ground that you must take is the higher ground of Hebron. Hebron is known as the home of giants. Please read Joshua chapter 14, verse 12 to 14. "In the past few days, I have given you a lot of scriptures to read. Please read them." Hebron is the home of giants. So what is the significance to us? The significance to us is Hebron means friendship. It means community. And it means society. Hebron means unity in community. To fulfill your destiny, you need to take the mountain of relationships. I have heard people say, and it sounds cute, but it is counterproductive to your destiny. I have heard people say, "I do not do people." You have to do people. Why? People determine your destiny. No one fulfills his or her destiny alone. Do you know why Hebron is called the home of giants? It is because people are complex. Do you know that it is easier to tame a lion than to tame a human being? However, to fulfill your destiny, you must take Hebron. People, community, society. Let us pray. Father, give me the wisdom and patience required for Hebron. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.